Do ghosts obey ghost law? How do airplanes stay up there? All these questions you can find the answer to on this episode of This Paranormal Life.
Hey!
Oh yeah, you're listening to This Paranormal Life, the podcast where every Tuesday we investigate a different paranormal tale, claim, case, beast, and get to the bottom of whether it is true or whether it is false. And as always, I am joined by my professional co-host and paranormal investigator, Mr. Rory Magic Power!
Good morning, Paranormal Nation. How's everyone doing out there today?
Pretty good, bro.
Is that a heckler? Get him out!
This Paranormal Life is not like other podcasts where they tend to dilly-dally around the top of the episode. We are not ones to do that. We like to jump right into the episode.
Again, I don't want to, you know, delay us from getting into the episode too much. I don't want to freak you guys out.
Of course.
As a paranormal investigator, I'm always on alert. I'm on tens nonstop every day, every second.
Code orange. Is that the highest? I don't know.
I'm drinking an ice cold glass of water here. What is on my cup? Are you seeing this? Look at this residue on the side of my cup.
I think that is government-sponsored sort of hormone, mind control hormones, probably.
What, to make me, like, scared and horny?
Yeah. Is it working?
I don't want to freak... Well, yeah, I was wondering why. I'm way more scared and horny than usual. There is some legit... It's been spiked, man. It's been spiked. I'm going to start spilling all my secrets. Oh, God, I can feel it. I can feel them coming out.
It happens every now and again, and I know
Lordy.
Tonight's the night.
Oh, Lordy.
It is a full moon.
Ooh.
Don't know if that has anything to do with it.
I don't pay taxes.
Really?
I that was the fast. Juices.
The glass is like 99% full. You've had one sip.
I just had to get that off my chest, really. I'm freaking out about
it. That was nothing to do with the water.
It wasn't, actually. I just had one ice cube and blurted out, I don't pay taxes.
I really hope that HMRC kind of government employees are not a large part of our listenership.
Who do you think f***ing spiked it, bro?
HMRC?
They've been on to me since day one.
You've always wanted a piece of this paranormal pie.
Why am I still drinking this? That's bad water. I had another sip. Oh, God.
I'm doubling
down. I peed the bed last month.
The year is 1990. It's late on a cold November's night. Police in Madrid are sitting around the office, smoking, shooting the shit. Now, I don't know much about Spanish-speaking police, but I have watched two seasons of Narcos, so I get the picture. Handlebar mustaches, cigarettes, that kind of thing.
Right, right.
It's normally quiet at this time of night, but it was a little too quiet that night when the phone went. Finally, Jose Negri thought. One local officer. The man on the other end was panicked. Something about intruders, people inside his house. He heard noises and seen things. Cool it, sir. We need a name. Okay, Mr. Gutierrez. And an address? Okay, you're just around the corner. Let's check it out. We'll be there in a few minutes. What is it, Jose? Another officer asked, putting on his vest. Sounds like a home intruder. Let's go. But if those words made the officers feel like they were trained for what was in store, they could not have been more wrong.
As in, not even trained for a home intruder?
These guys were fresh off the goddamn police academy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What? Wait, all of them?
There was
a whole squad
shortage in Madrid that year, actually. Yeah.
Wow.
It was bad. They just took kids before they even sat the goddamn GCSEs, just straight through police camp. Not even a full week's training, honestly. 3 or 4 hours.
Wow, that is really, really... working quickly here.
I don't even know how you cram it all in. I think they just kind of, in the first couple of minutes, they were like, here's how you load a gun. And then if we have time at the end, we'll teach you how to use the safety.
Little kid walks in, he's just like, ¿cómo te llamas? And they're like, hola, captain.
Sir, you are 40 years old. How are you less experienced than me? I'm a slow learner. Captain.
All right, so we got a squad of inexperienced policemen heading to what they believe is a home robbery.
Right. As they pulled the squad car up on the street, they could see two... This tap water is getting to me.
Right? I'm telling
you right now.
There is some bad stuff in the water. I'm going to take a picture of it right now. That is not okay. There is crystallization forming on the top of my glass.
There's crystallization forming on the top of my eyeballs. You know, whenever you're a kid and you get that like sleep stuff, like you get, was it conjunctivitis? If you're sick and it like glues your eyes shut.
What?
Did you ever get that?
No, that sounds like an alien disease.
Right. Never mind.
Never mind. I've never had an infected schmlorbin before. I love Earth just like you. My eyes are always open. I blink. What? Me too.
You know, whenever you're, you know, paddling the underground pools of Enceladus and then you just get a weird little twinge in your eye.
And the mothership calls. Like, now I feel like you're not even trying to not be an alien anymore. Do you ever get bored in your spaceship? It's like, you're really just going for it now.
They could see two figures standing at the side of the road. Despite the cold, Mr. and Mrs. Gutierrez were huddled outside, but as the officers looked up to the house, it looked calm. It looked more like these two were locked out than there had been a break-in. Okay, Mr. and Mrs., what's happening? They explained there had been loud noises in the house, doors slamming, but something didn't sound right.
That was fine.
When he described what he had seen, it didn't sound like a regular break-in. He mentioned seeing shadows stalking the hallways. They had the feeling of being followed, of being watched. This culminated in Mrs. Gutierrez screaming awake in the middle of the night as she was grabbed by invisible hands, end quote.
Okay.
The officers looked at each other and headed for the front door. Then they were led to the master bedroom where his wife had been grabbed. No sooner did they get there, but they heard a loud bang right outside on the balcony. Weapons at the ready, they swing open the doors, but nothing. Rejoining the others downstairs, they knew they had a bad feeling, but they hadn't seen anyone or anything yet. But as soon as they said this, a cupboard door swung open violently, almost hitting one of the police in the head.
Oh my god.
They looked inside, but there was no way it could have happened on its own. Everyone in the room stared at it, just shocked. Mr. Gutierrez, why don't you take a seat and tell us more about what's been happening?
In the haunted house?
Yes.
Take a seat in that. You're going to sit down in that chair and that thing's pulled away from you at the last second. You're
little
falling down.
Prankster asshole.
Exactly.
Ghost.
Don't chat in the house.
True.
Look.
You're promoted to captain.
Look, I'm a responsible man. I like dealing with my problems head on. But I also know when the solution to a problem is fire.
Oh.
We are looking at that solution right now. You just say, what's the captain's name?
Negri
sits down. He's like, listen to me. I'm so sorry I brought you out here, but the solution to the problem is fire.
We can't do that. Our home insurance is not covered by arson.
I understand.
There's
I
no
understand.
Way we can pull this off.
The problem, though, with invisible entities is you cannot catch them. They
He's
are hard to find.
He's petrol at this point.
They're like, could you please just wait until we've had the conversation before you...
Yeah, it's our house. We've called you here.
I know where your minds are going to end up.
Pointing a gun at their heads.
The husband is like, listen, Captain, there is no way I'm going to let you burn down this house. I'm putting my foot down. He turns to the wife. We have to burn your husband. It is the only solution. When you're dealing with
Start
invisible entities, like
head.
You're like your husband. He's visible.
This three-day police training is not working out whatsoever.
I really hope he's the kind of guy as well that deals with like every obstacle in his life with fire. You know, he's like goes to McDonald's, like gets a Big Mac, chows down on that, puts all the wrappers in a bag, just burns it and throws it on the floor. It's just ash. Like he thinks that's how you recycle or something.
Yeah, it's a bold strategy.
Okay.
I mean, you do often think that in the movies, don't you?
Yeah.
It's kind of like
Paranormal Activity. The first night they're like, oh, it was weird. We were kind of haunted last night. Let's set up a CCTV camera. We'll see how it goes. No! Burn it down. Move on. That's another saying from the commune.
Right.
That Burn we have. Burn it down. Move on.
That goes for, frankly, dealings with other people, relationships.
Relationships.
Construction
past
work.
Past trust. failed educational systems.
Uh-huh.
poor governments, mm-hmm. candles.
Yeah. Well, listen, society has long been based on the premise of owning up to your mistakes like a man and dealing with them and really facing the music. We think that has led us to a cliff edge. I think from now on, we better just burn it down, move on.
That's right, because society is two things, flawed and flammable. Mm. Burn it down, move on.
God didn't make these things flammable for a reason. For no reason, I mean.
You know this police chief as well has like a badge on his chest that's in like Latin, and it's like "Apigio manocere ratio." It's like, what does that stand for? Burn it down, move on. It's like, how? Why was anyone teaching that in the olden days?
The man is looking at his phone. He's like, did I call the right police? Is this the local police? It can't be. If you dial like one number the wrong way, you get some insane local police, local militia. Now that I think about it, since when do police have long hair? Police chief should not have a ponytail, I'm sure of it. That's right, Mr. Gutierrez, why don't you take a seat? Tell us more what's been happening lately. They sit down. Well, you see, it all began around 2 years ago. Our daughter, Estefania, died. She was only 18. Oof. The officers looked at each other. Something wasn't right. They could see where this was going.
They blew out their matches.
Momentarily. One of the officers stopped doing sick tricks with his Zippo.
Yeah.
Out of respect.
Richard stopped blowing fireballs almost immediately. He still had a little gasoline in his mouth. He had to get rid of that, and then he stopped.
We think that her death was otherworldly. It wasn't natural. You see, shortly before her death, one of her teachers stumbled across a dark room at her school.
Ooh.
She could just make out what was inside. Several girls sitting in the darkness, in a circle, surrounding a board. Surprised, they looked up at their teacher, but she realized what was happening. It was a Ouija board.
Oh, okay, okay.
She jumped across the room, picked up the board, and ripped it in two in front of them.
Too late.
Then picked up the glass piece in the middle and smashed it on the ground.
Too late, you bish.
That's what the girls said. As it hit the ground, a black puff of smoke whipped out of the glass as it shattered into pieces.
Is that good?
Estefania, sitting the closest, inhaled it in her next breath.
That's bad.
Her parents, of course, disappointed, could have moved past that day, but their daughter wouldn't let them. As the days passed, she would tell her parents that she could see other people in the house. Ugh. People that no one else could see. A shadowy figure would appear like a flash and then disappear. She would scream out of shock, but no one else would understand. A crash upstairs. It sounds like it's from Estefania's room. They jump up from the table. And again, it was repeating. Someone was really up there. The officers jumped to their feet and drew guns and made their way for the stairs. Mr. Gutierrez showed the men to the door, holding in the noise. They swallowed and turned the handle, but the noise had stopped, and at the center of Estefania's room lay a crucifix. It had belonged on the wall, but it had fallen down somehow.
Yeah, fallen. Sure.
In the corner, by a table, a portrait of Estefania lay on the ground. The glass and frame were intact, but the picture itself had been burned.
No, actually burned?
As if set on fire, burning away just her face.
They were like, oh my God, the picture's been... No, that was actually me. Yeah, while you guys were telling about the Ouija thing, I went upstairs and burned something. I was itching, I'll be honest with you.
At this point, this is ridiculous. Jose turns to Mr. Gutierrez. Is there anything else we should see? They walked into a bathroom that was completely disused. It had just been used to store things lately, but no one wanted to go inside. The couple explained, we started hearing voices in the house. Voices coming from this bathroom.
Ooh.
When we knew no one was in the house. The officers felt something else they'd been told about too. The bathroom was icy cold, inexplicably colder to anywhere else in the house.
But they hated that. They were like, this should be on fire, not cold. They're like, what are you talking about? It's literally like a degree colder in here. Wrong. Everything is wrong about this. Steve! I don't take my work home with me. We got a no fire policy back at the old house. You just know he's going to be like, he's sitting at his table, eating his dinner with his wife in just utter silence. And after 3 minutes, he's just like, so I lit a fire today. No, Steve, we said no work at the table. Sorry. You just can't help it. It's the only thing on his mind 24/7. Did you know the tip of the flame is the hottest? I just worked that out. Me and the guys just worked that out. You'd think it would be the core, but it's really the top of it.
Why didn't you become a fireman? There's an entire profession dedicated to the pursuit of fire.
To stop fires? Are you mad?
After dinner, like, they're just washing up. It's like, hey, Pops, do you wanna watch a movie? He's like, yeah, I got a couple of DVDs back here. What do you want to see? Inferno? The Blaze? Volcano? Volcano 2?
Volcano 3? The Blazoning? He's like, all right, fine, yeah, let's watch Volcano 3.
Kid opens up the DVD case, just a flame bursts out. How'd you even do that?
You know, before he went to become a policeman as well, he went to, like, do the fireman's exam. And he's like, I'm here to become an official fireman. You can already tell the way he worded it. It was not what he thought it was going
to
be.
They're like, right, fireman.
Yeah, I want to be a fireman.
Right, yeah. Saying it weird, but
a
okay.
Fireman. Show me the matches.
What?
The match. I will be a fireman. I will control the fires.
Control, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will master them.
Right, yep, definitely.
The most dangerous and sexual element.
Weird take, fine. Not prohibiting you from the job.
And when required, on necessity, mm-hmm. I will spread them throughout the town.
Absolutely the wrong way around. No. Yeah. So we're going to train you how to use this massive hose to...
So disgusted as he hears it.
So I heard you guys were behind those Californian forest fires last year. They're like, yeah, that was us. He's like, those are awesome.
You know that we put out fires. Mm-hmm. Right? We don't light... We're firemen. We stop fires. Water men. You watery sons of bitches.
All right. Let's sit down again, sir. You were saying you're in the middle of an extremely important storyline, I think. The story of Estefania continued. It wasn't just teenage games that led her to playing with the tools of the occult like the Ouija board. One of the girl's boyfriends had died in a motorbike accident that year. She thought if she could get this thing to work, maybe they could make contact with him. I guess she was scared or didn't know what she was doing, but she roped these other girls into helping. All we know is that ever since that day, our daughter's health, both mental and physical, started deteriorating fast. There were hallucinations, seizures, complete delirium. She would lash out in anger at her own family. And most worryingly of all, she claimed to be able to see shadow people. But whilst they consulted every professional they could, no one could help. She had a psychotic break, they said, but nothing could be done. All the parents knew was she had inhaled this smoke. Could that hold the answer? They would never find out. By the end, she was uncontrollable. Constant seizures, hearing voices all the time. This was when her parents started to experience the paranormal for themselves.
Ooh.
The noises started, phantom voices and sounds throughout the house. The temperature drops, the sense of being stalked.
They vape some of that stuff as well?
When she died, there was no cause of death. No one knew who or what to blame. Needless to say, Jose Negri and the rest of the police force didn't discover anything new that night. They only had 2 or 3 days training at that point, and they couldn't solve the mystery of Estefania.
That's a hard one to start with. I feel bad for these guys. You know, like a robbery or something, forced entry, hit and run. Any of that is, you know, run-of-the-mill textbook. But right. A little dead girl who tried to contact her dead boyfriend via tools of the devil and then was strangled, presumably by ghost hands. Mm-hmm. That's not a case you want on day one.
It's true. It's kind of like, you know, you're looking for a job. You see there's like a security gig coming up. You're like, awesome, security gig. That could be quite flexible. That could suit me. I can work nights. First day in the job, they give you a little earpiece. You're feeling kind of cool. You got the earpiece, you got your nice suit. You're looking pretty fresh. And they're like, hey, you're just guarding this event. Just anyone who doesn't have a ticket, don't let him in. Can do.
No
awesome.
Problem.
Awesome. Jason Bourne swings down from before you even get a word in. He cobra strikes you in the nose, breaking it.
Oh, absolutely.
Blood pissing everywhere. Snaps one of your arms backwards. Takes a small knife. Just like scalps off your fingerprints.
At this point, the door is wide open. It doesn't even look like he wants to get into the event.
You know, the end of that shift, and your boss like, that was a really tough break. We had no idea Jason Bourne was going to show up.
Yeah.
He's like a world-renowned criminal.
You don't want that on day one. That's too much. That's like being paid to be a gardener. And it's like, you just got to trim the roses, you know, water the flowers. And you're like, okay, that seems pretty good. And then, you know, day one, you're out there putting down some like a pesticide and just your boss comes over and it's like, the plant from Little Shop of Horrors has found its way into the premises. You have to take it down now. It's like, that is not what you want.
He is eating people. He is butchering people. You have to stop him. I'm a gardener. What am I supposed to do? And they're like,
garden him.
You know plants better than anyone. Listen, the police have tried. The military have tried.
We nuked him. He ate it. Now he's got powers.
Listen, the analogies just go on and on, really.
Yeah, we could do anyone. Baker. Someone orders a big cake. Day one. You're f***ed. Could happen with any job. You know, imagine you're a baker. Day one, you're working in the kitchen. Your boss comes over and says, so in the corner of the kitchen, we have the plant from Little Shop of Horrors. He is eating humans. Any job.
Yeah, really,
you know?
Any job, actually, you could apply it to, yeah.
You're working in retail, you know, you're boxing up all the stocks, you know, getting all the supplies set out there. And then in the corner of the shop late at night, you just hear, feed me, Seymour. And these vines start wrapping around your neck. Uh-oh, it's the plant from Little Shop of Horrors.
I never would have guessed. So we need to cut these guys some slack is what we're saying.
Exactly. That's a hard break.
These policemen did all they could, lodged their police report, and Mr. and Mr. Gutierrez were left to deal with shadows.
They did nothing, really, it sounds like.
They were a shoulder to cry on. That was kind of it.
Okay.
With nothing left to lose, the couple eventually moved out and never experienced any of these paranormal shenanigans ever again.
Burn it down, move on. Follow the advice.
It weirdly was the right advice.
Yeah.
So, what are your impressions so far? This is a sort of world-famous case. This is kind of curious in that I haven't had to provide that much evidence yet because it's very much public record.
Right.
This is officially documented by the police in Madrid, this call out to the Gutierrez residents, the death, of course, of Estefania, public record, the testimony of her parents. They've gone on camera and explained all of this in documentary form.
Wait, what year is this again?
1990.
Okay, so that's pretty close.
Yeah, it's all fairly recent. It's a widely covered case. But okay, what do we think about these paranormal shenanigans?
I think it's strange that the daughter died, and even in the 1990s, there was no autopsy to distinguish what the reason of death was.
It was largely inconclusive. They basically couldn't determine what acute cause it was. They couldn't quite get to the bottom of it.
That's a bad way to go out, isn't it? Just no one knows even how you died.
Mm. Just like the guy from Futurama that had like that bone disease.
Oh yeah, bonitis. Yeah.
You just go out like that.
I talked about it recently the other week, how I want to die.
Right.
I got a good, in my head, this is my dream death.
Wow.
Is I'm on a spaceship re-entering the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm on a whole crew of people, and something has gone wrong on re-entry that requires me to, like, hold something in place while we re-enter the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like ripping me apart, and I'm burning up in the heat, and they're like, Rory, no! Mm. And I'm like, just get the away from me! Just, you know, melting in my spacesuit. Absolute hero. You know, when I come back, I'm just like a pile of ash.
I like the idea of you pitching this to a, you know, maybe Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, one of these space entrepreneurs. And yeah. They're like, we need candidates to go to space. Places are limited, but financially available. We're talking kind of $10,000 a seat.
Absolutely.
Scholarships are available to fund people to go into space. Please pitch us what you would do with that opportunity. People are going, I want to take this rare bug into space and see if it can reproduce. Right. And you're like, I want to die.
I want to be an American hero in space. How do you want to die? I never even asked.
How do I want to die?
Yeah.
Bear. I don't really care which species.
Oh.
Just Revenant style, more or less.
Right. I thought you were going to say like bear naked. Or like bear ass
you naked, literally killed by a bear.
Got it.
I think the only thing missing from the Revenant was that Leo wasn't ass naked.
He was fully clothed.
Yeah.
One of the big cons of that movie.
So we're left, as always, with investigations like this in a difficult position, because how can we possibly test the hypothesis that a Ouija board caused these paranormal happenings and ultimately the untimely death of Estefania? Well, we do not have access to a Ouija board just yet on This Paranormal Life.
Nope.
However, this did not stop me from downloading a Ouija board app.
Nice. Welcome to the 21st century, nerds.
So, needless to say, I didn't learn anything from this story, and I'm willing to put my life on the line.
Oh my god, what is this?
Okay, so here's an ad that plays on the Ouija board app, apparently, so it's not
free. It's Moana.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great song.
It is. Damn it, guy.
Okay,
we're past the ad now.
So it
straight to give us a review. Haven't even been able to
find
it.
Is this even
up
the right app? Holy shit. Yeah, so it was, I think, 50p to unlock the paid version. I didn't do that. So
right.
We got to deal with these ads along the bottom of the Ouija board.
That's fine.
It says Spirit at the top and then Oracle Board, established 2016, very recent.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, we've got the button Start Seance.
Okay.
So if you're willing.
Let's blast off.
Let's do it. So, it says if we pay 50p, like I said, we can unlock Turbo Seance.
Turbo Seance!
So, Turbo Seance, messages are spelled out much faster. I don't know, I guess we'll see how slow these ghosts are.
Where does this go to? The devil? Like, who's accepting these payments?
Okay, so I'm going to hit no thanks. Baroque as hell. Okay, so we've got... I mean, I'll let you hold it there.
All
so
right,
you can
I'm holding it now.
It's a pretty cool looking Ouija board.
So it says place finger on it to start.
Right. Yeah, I'll let you go right ahead.
All right.
So
I'm just going to
place on the fake glass.
Ask a question. We're supposed to ask a question.
So it's got a microphone, so you can ask it things. You can ask the spirit things.
What should we say?
Well, maybe we should see if Estefania is in the room. Do you want to ask, is this Estefania there?
Is Estefani there? D? O? This is weird. U? Do you? B? E? L? I? Believe?
It sounds like it's going to be believe.
Do you believe? Is what it's asking me.
Well, do you?
In what? Like a thing in a thing called love?
No, do you believe in this goddamn ghost that just spelled out a message for you, asshole?
It just picked up goddamn as the next question we want to ask. How did you die? How did you die? L. E.
It's not fire.
Let. S. Oh, H. Let's. A. V. E. Let's have. F. U. N. Fun. I'm starting to question how reliable this Ouija board is.
What's happening?
I touched the thing by accident. I wasn't supposed to touch it. F***ing, oh my god. That scared the shit out of me.
What's happening?
I
don't like this.
It was just moving really weird across the board.
Okay, nothing weird about that.
No, nothing weird. Okay, let's ask one last question before it eats my fingers.
Yeah, please.
How will I die, Ghostmaster? Oh, it went to one and then literally just shut off.
Wow.
All right.
So that was creepy. The good thing is there is no... So it just laughed.
A little girl's laugh.
Estefania? Okay. The good thing is that this is a phone and not a glass piece from a Ouija board. So,
right,
you know, there's no glass involved. So even if I were to...
Oh, my God.
There's some smoke.
Bro, don't inhale it.
Don't
inhale. He did it. He inhaled the smoke.
I really needed to breathe.
You, like, went for it. You like, we went across the room and vaped it in. I saw that.
I blew rings.
I was trying to do that ship thing from Lord of the Rings.
So
we have talked about the possibility of doing a live show in the future where we do something interactive like that, like a Ouija board.
I think that would be really fun. I think, you know, this app has definitely given me the interest in maybe sourcing an actual Ouija board.
Yeah, that would be interesting. We also talked about if we did a live show, because we want it to be, you know, break boundaries, do some crazy stuff.
Of course.
The first thing that happens is, you know, a little bit of applause. Everyone welcomes us to the stage.
Of course. A little bit of applause? I think a lot of applause. Thank you.
I run out in full trench coat and just kick a mirror and smash it to pieces. That's how we start the show, with 7 years bad luck.
Right. But then it's okay, because at the end of the night, burn it on, move on.
That's what we do, guys. We check out of your seat. You've all got a match. You can light that on the side of your chair and just drop it where you're sitting, folks. Burn it down, move on.
Well, needless to say, I think using that app, I don't know if we're any closer to solving the mystery of Estefania. As always in this podcast, we do have to come to a conclusion as to whether this particular paranormal case is truly paranormal or falsely paranormal.
It's true.
What?
Not, it's true. I'm saying what you, yeah, you know, you, never mind.
What are your thoughts this time around?
My thoughts? It's interesting because it happened so recently. You know, this could have easily been something from like the early 1900s. You know, it's like a tale of legend where little Susan died after she used the Ouija board. But this is very recent, which I think makes it a bit worrying. I'm always really confused as to why someone would want to contact their dead relative via something you know is bad.
Right.
Like, what are you going to get out of that at best? It's like, oh my God, the board's working. Chris says, hi.
Love you.
Love you. And that only cost us our souls. Like, fantastic. That's absolutely worth it.
And also, it turns out it was the devil said that. It wasn't even Chris.
It was weird. I thought it was weird because, like, Chris never asked me about my soul before. And he was banging on about it for like 3 hours this time when we used it.
Chris never spoke in old English once the entire time I knew him. But here we are.
Talked a lot about his hooves. I know we weren't that close when he was alive, but I really don't think he had hooves. I'm like 90% sure he didn't have hooves. Yeah, I always find that strange. Mm. You mess with something like that, I feel like you have to take responsibility for whatever comes next. It's like the monkey paw, you know? You mess with something mystical and bad, you're going to get what you want, but not really what you want.
Listen, the laws of nature are there for a good reason. If your high school crush dies in a flaming motorcycle accident, that's because that was his time.
It was his destiny. And he went out like a boss. A flaming motorcycle accident.
If you're going to die, at least die in a leather jacket.
That's the way I want to go. Re-entering the Earth's atmosphere in a leather jacket.
For some reason, wearing a leather jacket. You think you're a hero and they're like, you know, that leather jacket is the reason the plane is going down. In zero gravity, one of the zips fell off and smashed through a tiny, tiny air hole.
We insisted that you wear a suit like the rest of us. All of your hair gel got underneath the buttons.
You said, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die like a boss. And we were like, you shouldn't be planning on dying at all.
This is a worrying thing for you to mention on the way up to the mission. Imagine that, just like...
All right, beginning engines, starting countdown. Get ready for departure in 3, 2...
How do you guys want to die?
1.
Shut it down! He's weird! I start unzipping and I've got the leather jacket on underneath. I was hot as shit.
What sounds do you not want to hear? at 2 in the countdown before going into space.
Everyone's like, goodbye, Earth. And someone's like, yeah, goodbye, Earth. Forever. Wait, what was that, Chris? Oh, I said it with you guys. Bye, Earth.
There is no doubt that the logic was definitely off on those girls' behalf. They were schoolgirls. I'll cut them some slack. But they done messed up and they paid the ultimate price.
Yeah. That was a weird conclusion to come to. Just they deserved it. Not whether it's real or not.
We've had a streak of no's in this cast. And I think today's the day that I buck this trend.
No.
I believe that this case is so recent in history. This case has been verified not only by just the parents of this unfortunately dead little girl, but also several policemen in Madrid that wrote this up and filed a police report saying that they experienced this paranormal happenings when they went to investigate the homes of the Gutierrez family. I believe that this was a paranormal event, and for that reason, I am giving it a yes today.
Ooh, it has been a long time since we've had a yes on this podcast. Fortunately, I am a no.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, I appreciate the story. I appreciate the research. Unfortunately, I need a bit more juice. I need a bit more meat in the oven for me to firmly say this is paranormal. People
more
die all
fair.
The time
more
for mysterious circumstances.
It's true.
There are bumps in the night. All the time. I live in a goddamn ghost house. This thing comes alive 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. It's insane. I see things. I'm strangled. But we will get onto that at another episode.
Yeah, you never mentioned this before. So weird.
Also, policemen, we don't want to hold it against them, but they're very new to the force. Maybe they got spooked on their first big case. It's difficult to say. But until I have some more concrete evidence, we're talking, you know, some voice recordings, some videos of the house. Mm-hmm. Any pictures of the Ouija board that the girls use, things like this, then I would be convinced a little bit more towards the yes side. But unfortunately, it's going to be a no.
More than fair. It could be said that I didn't do a good enough job of convincing you today. Definitely there's the naysayers out there in the world. People have hypothesized, you know, simple carbon monoxide poisoning causing delirium and death.
Right.
All sorts of possible explanations. What I am excited to do is the Spanish director behind the famous horror movie Rec. You know the Rec movies, Rec 1 and 2?
Yeah.
He made a movie
Rec
about
3,
this
The Blazoning.
Rec 3, The Reckoning. He made a movie about this particular case called Veronica, and you can watch it on Netflix.
Oh.
Apparently, it's awesome. It's got a really high Rotten Tomatoes rating. I didn't get the time to watch it before recording this, but I am going to watch it at some point.
Damn, I'll check that out.
So if anyone in the nation has seen it or has their own thoughts on this case, please let us know.
Pick a side. Pick a side. Hashtag Team Powers.
Team Right, aka Team Kit. Or hashtag Team Narc Loser. You can email us at thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com. As always, we are on the socials at thisparalife on Twitter and facebook.com/thisparanormallife. We have the Secret Society where people are posting the freshest memes.
That's right.
On Facebook. We do not run ads on the podcast.
Never. Never run one ad on this show before.
Apart from that, there's a couple times when you tried to sneak them in, but so I don't know why you're leading.
Any ads I've read have come from a place of love.
So there are ads.
If there are ads, there was no monetary gain.
But you think because they come from a place of love that's not an ad?
I can assure you there was no monetary gain from whatever I said.
I mean, the listeners know that's just not true.
Sure, that might be because I f***ed up the ads so bad all payments were void.
But it did come from a place of love.
But it came from a place of love. That's what I told Keith. Sorry.
Keith didn't sound very loving on the phone, I have to say.
He's a small, angry man.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I totally get it. The cereal is not moving.
So we don't usually run ads.
No ads.
The only way to support us financially because the ads aren't cutting it is on Patreon. We have a Patreon. Patreon.com/thisparanormallife. Where from $2 a month, you can get access to show notes for every episode. That's right, we do a blog for every episode where we post pictures of the cases, anything behind the scenes, just all the research notes for each investigation. $5 gets you a bonus episode every month. Above that, we get into merchandise and other craziness.
You know, a lot of people have Patreons and they'll have stretch goals.
Right.
And it's like, oh, donate to my Patreon because we need like new mics, or we want to rent out a studio and really up the production quality.
Yeah.
We need $750,000.
Yeah, we're not f***ing about with this.
For a D7D machine. That is a time machine that can take us back and forward in time without death.
And Time Machine is really just the tip of the iceberg.
Absolutely.
This thing can do psycho diving, interdimensional battling.
All of it. Gank blueprints from the past or future.
Yep, that's right.
It's really just cure mental illness, I think, was in there. That's pretty pressing. There's a lot of really
cool
things.
It actually shields you from mimic worlds whenever you do travel time. We would love to be able to purchase that through Patreon and demo it right here in the podcast.
Absolutely. With your support.
Yes. And every week we take the time to shout out just some of those who have been supporting us on Patreon right here on the podcast. Here we are. Let's go. Thank you to Will King.
Will King. He's a king among men. A cruel, fearless lord, but not cruel enough to ignore the paranormal peasants begging outside his castle.
Let me in, sir. Give me a coin.
And he did. So thank you.
Thank you to Ariel Holmer. Holmer? Bathroom mirror? In just about any mirror, Ariel is looking great. That's right. And you know where we got the biggest and best mirrors of all? In the paranormal cult commune, everyone.
Right.
And you can look forward to, you know, taking selfies, doing ballet. I don't know the other things people do in mirrors.
Yeah.
Whenever everyone comes to join us in the as yet undisclosed location that we will be revealing soon.
We learned the hard way that mirrors don't burn.
Right.
So anytime we burn down the commune and start a new one, it's just a field full of mirrors and ash. It is the most suspicious looking thing in the world.
So thank you, Ariel, for donating on Patreon.
Thank you.
Thank you also to Full Heart.
Good old Full Heart. I remember him, full of spirit, brave, noble. He had the courage to defect with me from the front line. That's right. When I didn't think anyone else was going to join me, he stood up and went, "I'm as scared as you, brother." And me and Full Heart left for the hills. So thank you. Good to see you again.
Thank you too, Sammy Clark. Thank you, Sammy. All Clark, no bite.
Ow! Terrible.
That's your spirit animal.
Did you just insult him as well?
Slightly.
Slightly.
But as we've discussed in the podcast, dogs that bite get put down. You're a survivor.
Good for you.
So thank you, Sammy. Thank you also to Barry Norton. D. Norton of Norton's Antivirus. Jesus Christ. We have a goddamn millionaire cybersecurity expert in our midst.
Insane.
Everyone.
Is that why this podcast is virus-free from day one?
Russia has been trying to hack this since the first episode, and I know because they email me regularly going, "How are you doing this? How are you protected from our viruses?"
Norton, can I ask you, what was in my water? Because I drank it. I drank almost the whole thing. I got really thirsty halfway through. I might just drink some more.
Yeah,
actually.
Go for it. I think the truth serum effects have been like relatively limited so far. I think it's worth the hydration.
Oh, God. That's delicious. Did I tell you I don't pay taxes?
It seems to be cool. Like, you're just repeating the same truth. So thank you, Barry, for providing us with, frankly, years of protection at this point. And we hope that you keep that up. Because the commune is going to be under attack.
It's a cult.
Both.
Sorry, I think the water's making me say weird
really
stuff.
I wish I had taken the water away.
Yeah.
There's no way that's ending up in the cut. Holy f***.
That wasn't... Can you cut that? Because the truth serum is really making me loopy.
Shit at all. I'm going to write this down.
It's a cult.
I have to cut this out. Just writing that.
Ooh.
Reminder to
put a little beep.
Cut out.
Bit.
No one can know that.
No, absolutely not.
Thank you too, Aslan Silva.
Aslan the Lion from Narnia is one of our Patreon backers?
This is insane. Some of these patrons I thought were fictional.
This is incredible. One question, sir. Where's the door? I've searched so many wardrobes in my lifetime and it has eluded me.
We are yet to cover Narnia on the podcast, but God knows it's coming.
That actually would be a great one. Narnia?
Yeah.
Let's get to the conclusion. Is it real?
tried to find the door, but we did not find it.
Thank you so much for supporting the podcast in whatever mad Narnia currency there is. Is it just what, like dreams, I assume?
I suppose.
Or like love? Is some mad fictional Disney currency?
And thank you also for protecting those children throughout the novels.
Yeah, that was a really solid thing you did, because that's not your responsibility. You're a lion.
Absolutely not.
All you have to just do is poop and eat, really.
In that order.
The dream.
So thank you, Aslan. Thank you too, David Emerson.
Ooh, lock up your Emmer sons, lock up your Emmer daughters. David is in the cult.
You have to stop saying it. I'm serious.
I can't stop drinking the water. It's so good. I'm so glad. I feel so liberated. I don't even think I know how to tie my shoes anymore. It's been so long. I told people I was doing the Atkins diet, but I don't know what that means.
Let's wrap this up before any more truths come out. Thank you, lastly but not leastly, to Andy Andrade.
Andiana Jones, the man himself, legend, artifact thief, Nazi killer. Good to have you on board, sir. Welcome to the party. Glad you could gank some of those sweet Aztec coins and flick them into the bucket of the paranormal peasants. Absolute honor to have anyone of your stature on board.
Can't thank you enough, Andiana Jones. That just about does it for the shoutouts this week. If you haven't heard your own shoutout and you are a patron supporter, that's because your shoutout is coming. We are getting to you, so thanks for being patient. That just about does it for this episode. I know I said we don't run ads, but I'm going to do a last plug. I have a band, it turns out, and we have a new single out. So I'm going to play us out with that song instead of whatever we usually play out with. You can check that out. We're called ABQ. The song is called Take So Long. Thanks for listening. We will see you next Tuesday for a brand new paranormal tale.
Remember, everyone, to burn it down and move on.
So, this is where you go when you need. Two.
When the eagles fly on the mountain high.
Ready?
Love lifts us. Oh, yeah.